This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about the show, a lot of TV shows, and one that came to mind that I think really fits what's happening in America for the left is So I Married an Axe Murderer. Have you seen this movie? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. It's a Mike Myers film, and I forget the girl. She was in Three Men and a Baby. She was the woman who didn't know which of those hunks were the father of her child, so they all took credit and raised the baby. But that girl, who I believe is Tim Allen's wife in his new sitcom, or not so new sitcom, but she is the axe murderer. And Mike Myers marries her, and she seems very normal until he starts finding out that she had lots of other husbands, and they were surreptitiously murdered with her killing them with an axe. And I can only imagine that the Democrats, many in the country, are waking up going, what did I just do? Oh, my goodness. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Think about what you would have to be waking up to. And I don't know when you would, the light would come on, because there's so many places for the light to come on. I'm always shocked that it hasn't happened. Every day, I will tell you this. I want you to think about the equilibrium of politics. Do you think more right-leaning Republicans or conservatives, whatever you want to call yourselves, wake up and go, huh, I can't believe the atrocities of the Republican Party, and I'm going the other way? Or do you think more Democrats wake up and go, holy crap, I can't believe what I'm learning about the Democrats, and go this way? Let me tell you the advantage of being a conservative in the year of our Lord, 2018. You have been beaten down so badly over the past decades that there's nowhere else for them to go. Think about it. They can call you a racist. They can call you a misogynist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, you name it. You've been called all of it. So there's nowhere to go. The left has been called nothing. They're the ones doing the calling. So when you're the one saying, you're unfair, you cheat, you want to oppress black people, you want to oppress Latinos and other minorities, you hate this or that, you hate Muslims and all, you hate women, and you've been called nothing. And then suddenly, every story you read, you find out, wait a minute. Maybe these Republicans aren't nearly as bad as I thought they were, because I'm finding out something about myself. If you make the other person the boogeyman, as they have to the degree that they've made conservatives the boogeyman, where do you go? Every day, you learn more about the FBI being crooked under Obama. You learn more about the Hillary Clinton campaign conspiring against somebody, whether it's Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or whomever. You learn more about the cabal between the CIA and the NSA and the FISA courts and this and that. And all the while, they're trying to keep Barack Obama's, you know, underwear looking like a preacher's sheets. And every day, a little more and a little more and a little more. You have to just finally ask yourself, when does the bow break? When does the cradle fall? Let me tell you something, folks. Every single day, hundreds, thousands of Democrats learn a little bit more about what their party has done. Every single day, hundreds, thousands of Democrats wake up and say to themselves, the person, the party in this case, that I sleep next to is an axe murderer, waiting for me to close both eyes so it can, you know, bury that axe metaphorically into my head. And that's what they started to realize. Now, it took a lot of things to get us here. I'll give you an example. And this is gives new meaning to a Boy Scout jamboree. And I'm sure the LGBT lobby has its eyes set firmly on the buttocks of these former Boy Scouts. Now we just call them Scouts. Get this. They made condoms mandatory. Yeah. Condoms are going to be mandatory, readily and easily available at this summer gathering that's known as the Boy Scout Jamboree. Now get this. Rules now require that the host organization of the World Scout Jamboree provide condoms at a number of locations for staff and participants during the event. Now I want you to understand, they now allow Girl Scouts into the Boy Scouts, but there ain't no girls in the Boy Scouts right now. So why are they allowing condoms at the Boy Scout World Jamboree? They call it the World Scout Jamboree now. Condoms. Leaders of the participating organizations also must communicate their policy to the participants, unit leaders, and contingent staff. The mandate requires. The 24th World Scout Jamboree will be held in the mountains of West Virginia from July 21st to August 1st, 2019. What are the Scouts trying to do? Are they trying to shut down their organization? Because if they are, congratulations. If I ever had considered, you know, if I had kids of that age, putting them into the Scouts, there's no way in heck I'd put my kids in the Scouts where they say, hey, you must have mandatory condoms. Think about all of the different things that have already happened with the Scouts. You know, Scout leaders molesting boys. Now you've got, effectively, you're saying, hey, for these, I don't know what age Scouts are. What are they, like 8 to 17? Or I don't know the ages. But can you imagine, you know, putting, I don't know, pedophilic men and women with these boys and getting and providing condoms? This is bizarre. What could they possibly be thinking? What is going on in the heads of these organizations? Yeah, okay, accepting girls, promoting condoms. What happened to the Boy Scouts? Why not just call it a pedophile sex orgy instead of a jamboree? I mean, a jamboree, like I said, it gives me a whole new meaning for it. What is going on in this world, folks? That's why I come back to this. If you grew up like I did, understanding the Boy Scouts and what it meant, it meant to teach kids how to be self-sufficient in nature and understand nature and respect it and so on and so forth. It's gone from that to an LGBT agenda, a war on women agenda, a feminist agenda, and we are to the point where they're providing condoms at an event where little boys are. And I don't think the left will say a word.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Department of Justice told Fox News they've invited you to the DOJ, and you haven't responded, or are you aware of this invitation to go to the DOJ?
So they were trying to get Mr. Gowdy and I to go on Friday to the Department of Justice for supposedly another briefing. We said, look, unless we're going to get documents, we found out Thursday night they were not going to provide documents, so therefore we're not going to go. Now, if you look what happened on Friday night, probably the mother of all leaks of all time to two major newspapers that came out late Friday night.
Yeah. That's
now, if had Mr. Gowdy and I went to that meeting, you can bet they would have tried to pin that on us.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, I love this whole scenario. You want to know why? Because I know the ending. I know the end of this movie. Oh my goodness, this is getting to be fun, if you ask me. And I've seen multiple articles saying that former director of the CIA under Obama, John Brennan, is scared, and he has a reason to be. And I think we played this clip the other day, but let's play it now. It's John Brennan talking about the Steele dossier.
Actually, you know who commissioned the Steele dossier?
I don't.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not? because it wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done.
And as we discussed that Brennan's comments there the other day, not exactly true, because as it turns out, Brennan was leaking this stuff all over the place. He's one of the biggest leakers in government. And that's even coming up to, you know, that's coming back to the surface. But here's what Front Page wrote. They said, and for the record, I probably read, no exaggeration, 4 articles about Brennan's leak, the fact that he's scared. Everybody's taught referencing that he's scared. And they were different articles. It wasn't like they were all referencing one other article. No, it's other people's opinions. But here's what they wrote on Front Page. Acting in desperation as the news titans around him, Brennan tweeted a warning to House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, claiming they will, quote, bear the majority of the responsibility of the harm done to our democracy if they don't stop President Trump from continuing along his disastrous path. Now, the disastrous path to which Brennan took such umbrage was the president's own tweet on Sunday in response to news reports that an FBI informant was hovering around members of Trump's campaign, asking them questions under false pretenses. Trump demanded that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, blah, blah, blah. You guys saw this. And he wants to know how this ties back to the Obama administration, because it obviously does. Now, none of this is really news, because you probably heard about the tweet of Brennan, and you certainly heard about the tweet of President Trump, because he is the news. And he demanded it, Rod Rosenstein implemented it, and yay verily, the earth is back on its axis. So, a couple points, and I've said this before. The Democrats seem very hell-bent on what they claim they want to get to the bottom of it, and every time the criminal activity or the leads lead to them, then suddenly they don't want to get to the bottom of it. They declare, oh, it's up a matter of national security, which is what the FBI said of materials that they've sent that were redacted. And then when they were unredacted, they had nothing to do with national security, but more cover your butt for the FBI. So you have that. And I could give you other things where the FBI, you know, Hillary Clinton, I want to be completely open and honest as I destroy everything that could lead back to you getting real answers. So I'm going to bleach bit my computer. I'm going to wipe my hard drives. I'm going to, you know, smash my Blackberries. I'm going to delete emails, and I'm going to put up walls and gauntlets so that you can't get to information, and they have to you have to ask for things via FOIA request and all this. I'm going to have the remnants of the Justice Department, the swamp, to slow walk everything to you or deny it outright, and so on and so forth. You're going to have to sue me. But we do want to get to the bottom of it. So everybody's saying Brennan is scared, and Brennan should be scared, as should Peter Strzok and Page and, of course, James Comey, because he's under testimony with Congress, and he's just blatantly lied. Comey hasn't even come out with a religious tweet in 2 weeks. I mean, where's he at? Epstein Island? So we got all kinds of issues here, but I'm going to tell you something. Brennan's not even close to being the only one of these guys that's scared or should be scared. Now, I want to play a little clip of Debbie Strassel. It was actually a Fox News thing, and they're leading into a Debbie Strassel thing. We're not going to be able to play the whole thing because we don't have time this segment. But I want to play a piece of it because it'll give us some frame of reference for what I want to talk about and what I'm calling a spy thriller.
Back in the nation's capital, things are boiling once again. House Republicans Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy meeting with senior Justice Department officials looking for classified documents about the Russia investigation. Kim Strassel writing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. It reads in part, quote, the Department of Justice lost its latest battle with Congress Thursday when it allowed House Intelligence Committee members to view classified documents about a top-secret intelligence source that was part of the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign. Even without official confirmation of that source's name, the news so far holds some stunning implications. But the Justice Department is pushing back on her narrative, telling Fox News they only briefed the lawmakers and did not reveal any sources or let them read actual documents. And Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal editorial board member and Fox News contributor, joins us now. One of those stunning revelations that you write about, and I would encourage our viewers to check out your piece in the Wall Street Journal, one of those stunning revelations is you say the FBI outright hid documents from congressional investigators.
Well, it's very important. Hi, John, by the way. It's very important to listen to Speaker Paul Ryan, who in his press conference yesterday pointed out that this request by Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy was wholly appropriate and within the scope of their ongoing investigation and, frankly, should have been answered quite a while ago. That's another way of saying that whatever this is entirely relevant to the long-standing probe that the House Intelligence Committee has been conducting into the FBI's handling of the Russia collusion investigation. And that means that the Justice Department, they knew full well that they should have handed over whatever it is that these two men are seeking all the way back last summer when they were requested for documents in August.
But the FBI has been stonewalling or concealing what it has, right?
Well, for months now, look at how they handled that initial subpoena. They simply ignored it, and then they delayed. And remember all of the excuses. This could harm national security. This could undermine our relationship with intelligence partners. What we have seen so far show that none of that's the case. What they were actually hiding were revelations that were hugely embarrassing to the FBI.
Now, for the sake of time, I've got to leave it there. And I said that, and of course, I said her name was Debbie. It's Kim Strassel. She's verified exactly that, and I want to go on because I want to talk about this in the context of a spy thriller. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
I think he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show.
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Jackson's you listening to. I'm talking about the deep state swamp rat Democrats who are scared. John Brennan is one of them, former CIA director under Barack Obama, one of the most incompetent people on the planet to hold that position, and a Muslim sympathizer. In case you're wondering how Islam got so deeply rooted in this country, John Brennan is it because of Barack Obama. But I want you to imagine trying a coup that you believed in your heart of hearts had no way to fail, and it fails. Consider the magnitude of this coup and all the players that are involved. Nothing even close to this has ever happened in America. Even Hollywood didn't anticipate a caper like this when they made All the President's Men. That was a story about Watergate. Watergate, in comparison to this, quite frankly, is an insult. Unbelievable. A benign story of a president who dared taped the Democrats as they were planning whatever they were doing. And quite frankly, if you listen to it and recap the story, it's nothing. I mean, taping, this guy, Barack Obama, used the NSA to gather all of the data on anybody associated with Donald Trump. That's the level that they went to. He used the FBI to plant moles inside of the Trump campaign. He used every apparatus in the government that he possibly could, as they say, weaponize the government against Donald Trump. And they want to mention Watergate. All the President's Men looks like a Girl Scout cookie in comparison to anything that we're talking about here. Unbelievable. This is a spy thriller, folks, of international proportions against Donald Trump. If you walk into the front hallway of the CIA, you'll see on your left the statue of William Donovan. They called him Wild Bill. And Bill Donovan was the person who created the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services. That was America's spy agency during World War II. And it morphed into what we now call the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and other organizations that make up America's security community, our security apparatus, has been revered for the protection of this country. When you see the CIA depicted, for the most part, it's you know, shutting down things. Now, don't misunderstand me. The Bourne series has certainly changed, and I'm just using that as an example, has changed the idea of the CIA. It tells you, oh, they're doing these clandestine things. And they have to kill some of our operatives when a program goes south. Hollywood's telling you how it really works. The CIA
is a ruthless organization hell-bent on protecting the American citizenry. And America has endured many, many challenges to the people that protect this country. They take an oath to protect this country. They've gone through much. Protect us supposedly against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Aldrich Ames, you remember this guy? Big spy. There was another guy. I can't remember his name, but I saw the movie. I forget the kid who played him. It was Ryan something, but a good actor. And he outs another mole, and he was put inside of the FBI to get rid of this guy. But Aldrich Ames comes to mind, one of the worst traitors in history, selling secrets to foreign governments. But let me tell you something. In the swamp that is America, there exist far worse people than the worst spies we've ever encountered. I'm talking about, who's that Jewish couple? The Rosensteins or whatever. That group, Aldrich Ames, this other guy I'm trying to think of, and I'm sorry I don't have all my spy history because I'm not into this whole thing. I enjoy the genre, but I can't remember these names. But you can look them up. They're easy to find. Worst spies in history. Just Google it. Maybe one of my producers can Google it. But the point is, put them all together. They are nowhere close to the people that worked in the Obama administration. Today we find ourselves in the midst of the greatest spy thriller in probably world history, but certainly American history. And what's funny about this spy thriller to me is it isn't one of the cool ones. You know what I'm saying? It's not a James Bond type of spy thriller. It's actually more akin to, and I was thinking about this because I've been in movie mode. And let me tell you, I've been in movie mode because I'm about to dump Netflix. Because they're going to make the Obamas, they're giving the Obamas a big contract over there. And Susan Rice sits on their board. If that doesn't tell you enough about their ideology, then I don't know what does. But long story short, it reminded me of the movie The Man Who Knew Too Little. And it's one of my favorite movies. It's a Bill Murray film. I don't know who made the film, but Bill Murray's in it. And Bill Murray, I don't know, some people love him. You can love him or hate him, but I think Bill Murray makes some of the funniest and some of the most clever movies out there. Something About Bob, is that? I think that was one funny movie. Ghostbusters, he kind of stole the show. Caddyshack and others. Funny dude. Quirky in a strange way. But he's in this film. And in the film, Bill Murray visits his brother, whose name is James in the film, and he's played by Peter Gallagher. Peter Gallagher's got the big bushy eyebrows, and there's a lot of stuff. But he visits his brother in London, and it was a whimsical trip he decides to go over. It's his brother's birthday or something like that. And he gets there, and it surprises his brother because he wasn't expecting Wallace, who Bill Murray plays. And his brother is having a big party. He's hosting a big party. And he can't have Wallace there because Wallace is quirky. You know, Bill Murray always plays this quirky character. So his wife, the brother's wife, James, says, well, what can we do with him? And they go, well, hey, let's get him in that spy thriller thing that we heard about that was advertised earlier in the day. So they call and they set it up for Bill Murray, Wallace, his brother, to go be a part of this. They call them like these adventures, you know, like, I don't know what they call it, but like real life adventures, and it's all actors and things like that. And so here's Wallace. He says, go here. You'll meet some people and your adventure will begin. So he starts at a phone booth, gets a phone call, and he finds himself immersed in a real spy thing because, you know, the way the plot is that he thinks he's in a fake spy thing, and it turns out to be real. And actors throughout the city are acting, but the real people are actually end up killing actors and stuff like that. So it's really kind of funny. But Murray's character, Wallace, accidentally ends up in this thriller, and he, of course, as the plot thickens, Wallace unwittingly ends up doing the right things at the right times, and he always thwarts the bad guys to the point where they're like, who is this guy? He's amazing. And I swear, you've got to see this film. Because, number one, it's very funny. And of course, Bill Murray is his typical nutty self. And if you don't have the type of laugh, you know, enjoy the type of laughter humor that I do, maybe it'll be crazy to you. But for me, it's hysterical. And Murray does, he's very Murray-esque. But as you watch it, I want you to watch it and think about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is sort of whimsically decides he's going to run for president. And I think of it as he says, hey, D.C., I'm going to come visit. And D.C. says, well, hey, I'm glad to see you, brother. But I'm kind of having this big party here. And I'm going to need you, you know, I don't have room for you. You know, here's a distraction. And D.C. sends Donald Trump out and says, go make yourself busy. You know, try not to break anything. So they send him out on a spy thriller. And unbeknownst to them, a real spy thriller occurs. So metaphorically, this movie represents to me a very an interesting glimpse. And of course, Hollywood never anticipated this. But I swear, if you see the movie, you'll never watch it. If you know of it, I bet you're going, you know what, Kevin? You're exactly right. If you don't know it, watch it. And as you watch it, you'll go, God, this really does fit that scenario. So Trump is Wallace. Wallace is the so-called idiot who's accidentally spoiling. And by the way, it's the Russians who are the bad guys in the film. He's accidentally spoiling the Russians and the Brits who are working with the Russians in order to get rid of the, you know, all of the different political people that they're trying to destroy. And they want to kill them. They want to bomb them. And you got to see it. So, and I want to get, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left in this segment for me, but I want to talk about this because it's Trump, businessman turned president, in the midst of a very much what I call the man who knew too little, because Trump entered into the presidency not knowing a whole lot about how the deep state works. He knew some, but he didn't know enough. And he's slowly unraveling everything that these clowns have done, all because they didn't want to invite him to the party. And that's a deep metaphor in and of itself. Yeah, Trump, go find something to do. Number one, they never thought he would show up. You know, hey, brother, if you're ever in London, come see me.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about Donald Trump, the man who knew too little. And I'm using that movie as the backdrop, and it's a comedy where Bill Murray, who plays a guy named Wallace, unexpectedly makes a trip to London because his brother says, hey, come on over anytime, brother. And he goes over to see his little brother on his birthday. Bill gets there. His little brother, James, played by Peter Gallagher, is having a party, and he knows that Bill Murray's too boorish to be at the party. He would just be a real pain in the butt. And it's a big meeting that they got to get this deal done. So he gets his brother a spy thriller adventure, except his brother Wallace finds himself in a real life spy thriller adventure where the London government is colluding with some Russian bad guys in order to destroy, I don't know if it was the royal family, but other politicians. And that was what the thing was. And Bill Murray, Wallace, by accident, foils the plot. And I said to myself, boy, you couldn't get a more perfect scenario, a metaphor, if you will, of Donald Trump going to D.C. because they say, hey, you know what? Come anytime you want, Donald Trump, billionaire. You know, visit anytime. They never thought he'd show up. They never thought he'd make it there. But he gets there and they go, you know what? We got this party going on and we can't have any real outsiders because you might spoil it for us. So they put him on a spy thriller, a hunt. Thinking it's a fake spy thriller that turns out to be a real spy thriller, and you know what he does at every turn? He ruins it for him. He ruins it for the Russians. He ruins it for the government that's in power, and he becomes a hero. Trump is Wallace, billionaire turned president, finds himself in the midst of his own real life spy thriller. Certainly not one of his own creation, right? But his bumbling successes thwart everything. Success with the economy, success with low unemployment, success with wage growth, success with the highest rating among small business, the most optimism of small business since they've measured it, success in increased consumer confidence, consumer confidence, and other domestic successes that have squelched the voices of the left to mere whispers. And as for those plotting against them from afar, Trump shuts them down as well. All these governments that supposedly contacted Hillary Clinton said,
we don't like Donald Trump. We prefer you, Hillary. What's going to happen? Armageddon if Donald Trump's in there.
Think about what Donald Trump did on the international front. One of the first things he did, he says, hey, NATO, we're supposed to be partners. Why are we paying so much? And all the left, he wants to shut down NATO. He sees no use for NATO. And Donald Trump says, I don't see any use for a group of people who expect us to cover the debt. You're exactly right. I don't see any use for them. What are you going to do? You're either going to buck up or we're going to disband it. Oh, my God, let's not disband it because we need the money. We need your protection. So what do? They bucked up. They bucked up. Then many of them supported the initiative that Donald Trump recently had when he went after these terrorists, when he bombed Syria and other places. They support him. So, you know, we've got all these naysayers when he threatened NATO, and suddenly NATO's on board. Trade policies. All countries are in check for the most part. America lowered our trade deficit by $49 billion in the month of March. First time it's happened in over a decade, maybe longer. China is now in negotiations to drop $200 million of our $200 billion of our $387 roughly billion dollar deficit with them. Why? Because they know Trump is serious. He put enough pressure on the Asian partners to practically single-handedly end the Korean War, and he's about to sit down with a dictator who had his wings clipped by the Chinese. And ironically, Donald Trump said exactly how it was going to happen. He foretold how he would deal with North Korea, having China do it. And how did he get China to do it? Through our trade policies, through our economic pressure. So I say, bring on Iran. Iran's going to find themselves staring down the barrel of a Trump negotiation. They're going to one day sit down at a Trump-orchestrated negotiation where they will admit their faults and ask for forgiveness. That's what I predict. Meanwhile, the Democrats continue with what? Their spy games. And as I've written before, games are all the Democrats have left. I've said it 1,000 times. This is why Democrats use bargain basement tactics in an attempt to dethrone President Trump. They've gone to the bottom of the barrel, and you know what they found? More Democrats. Porn queen Stormy Daniels isn't going to save them. Her lawyer is as much a disgrace as his client. They just initiated a $10 million lawsuit against this guy. Two pawns in the Democrats' unraveling circus of espionage. And leave it to Donald Trump to unwittingly spoil the plot. Trump got to D.C. and had no clue about this. Let me tell you something. He's a bright guy, but he had no clue of this crap storm that was going to befall him when he landed in D.C. And interestingly, he knew nothing of tradecraft, the spy, methodology, if you will, when he threw his hat in the ring for the presidency. But he did understand the political ruse. And he was even a willing participant in it when he was a billionaire. But an operative prepared for what he faces right now? No way. No way, no how. There's nobody that could have prepped Donald Trump for this. And ironically, he's going to be the undoing of the left. The businessman who knew the rules were being broken by powerful men. And these men, like him, for decades, orchestrated things so regular Americans would pay the price. And Trump could have kept his mouth shut. He could have allowed the ruse to continue. He could have not visited his brother in London and foiled the plot. Donald Trump could have, well, they say, Mr. So-and-so goes to Washington. I forget the name of the movie with Jimmy Stewart. But whatever it is, or maybe it was Ronald Reagan. Whatever it is, he could have not gone to D.C., but he did. He went. And so, what happened? He's now in the game. And we find ourselves witnesses to the biggest case of political sabotage, espionage in history, run by the biggest clandestine agency on the planet, the United States federal government. And though exposed by Snowden as a shady character, the former president of the United States, baby black Jesus Barack Obama, is the one who orchestrated this dance. The Oval Office represented the epicenter of this mission to bring down Donald Trump and the Republic, and Obama pulled the strings. And like in the man who knew too little, the hapless rube is going to bring down the evil empire. The media, the FBI, the NSA, the Clinton team, the Podestas, Barack Obama's State Department, Barack Obama's Department of Injustice, a host of other clandestine agencies and a host of other players that I don't even know the names. We're going to still learn about these names, but they're going to go down. And this takedown is going to be epic. More watched than the royal wedding, the Super Bowl, the Indy 500, the World Cup, and all this other stuff combined. But Trump will accomplish something much bigger in the long run, folks. Much larger. He's going to MAGA. He's going to make America great again. There will be a revitalization of the old America. And people, you can dismiss this, but this is a big deal. Donald Trump has brought street level brawling into politics. He's taken the brawling and the way that the intelligentsia do it, where they all have black book on one another and make their negotiations behind our backs and pretend to represent us. And he's saying, nope, it'll be out in the open. All the dirt, all the scummy stuff. And believe it or not, this media that we know it as is going to have to come along and start doing it by the book. There's a new education that's been being presented to America, folks. And it's a patriotic education. It's not going to be taught in the cesspools of American academia. These are lessons that will be learned on the street, taught by people like you and me. When people begin caring about this country again, that caring becomes pervasive, and there's no stopping this country. So again, John Brennan isn't the only scared Democrat. The Democrats have been scared since the shock of November the 8th of 2016. And their fears are rational. Because around every corner, In every dark crevice, justice lurks. And the justice, ironically, what's going to bring down the left comes from the man who knew too little. And that's why I find this whole thing so much fun to watch and so much fun to be a part of. We're making history.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.